Last off this song, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. Dozens of tenants in NDG are still waiting for information after being evacuated from their homes over a week ago. 15 units in a building on Old Orchard Avenue at the corner of Monkland Avenue were evacuated with only 12 hours' notice after city officials ordered a preventative evacuation over safety issues in the building. Inspection reports show that the company owning the building, Alfaco Management Inc., was made aware of structural issues back in November of 2025. Now, dozens of tenants are in limbo, waiting to hear from Alfaco Inc. about when they are able to re-enter their units or even simply retrieve their belongings. Many tenants are staying at the Evo Temporary Residence Building. Others are housed with family and friends. The evacuation took place during extreme cold temperatures last week. Days before evacuation, multiple residents reported heating had gone out during the cold snap. CJLO connected with two tenants from the building, Claire Anderson and her partner Tony Golem. They're staying with family now. They say they're unsatisfied with correspondence from Alfaco Management Inc.
We've been hearing a bit from the city. We've heard nothing really from the owners of the building. We know us and other tenants have reached out multiple times, done follow-ups, calls, emails, texts. Nothing is really getting resolved. We have no timeline, no answers. And I think whenever we do reach out, we're either not getting a response or the response we get is very generic and vague and not answering any of the questions.
But tenants say where Alfaco has been lacking, the city is filling some gaps. They received consolation from NDG's interim mayor, Sonny Morose, who also informed them that Alfaco should be one of the responsible parties for assisting tenants with housing needs. The building is said to be under investigation from the city and undergoing repairs from the company.
They had messaged us letting us know it was the landlord that should be the one taking care of this situation right now. But again, since we're not hearing anything from them, there's not much we could do.
NDG's interim mayor, Sonny Morose, says the evacuation needed to take place.
We didn't take this decision lightly and that we always want to put the safety and security of our residents first.
In an email, city spokesperson Etienne Brunet said an inspection had highlighted, quote, several structural problems, unquote, that confirmed the need for rapid action. She gave no timeline of when residents are allowed back in the building. At the time of this report, Alfaco has not responded to CJLO's request to put someone up for an interview. Alfaco Management Inc. has owned the building since May of 2025. The inspection firm, ORTAM, was hired to inspect the building and reported to Alfaco that the building's conditions were critical and that evacuation needed to take place. That was back on November 3rd. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
It is Wednesday evening, 10 p.m., and there is a synth in the house. Welcome, everybody, to There's a Synth in the House. I'm your weekly show host, Matt Fay. And if you're joining from Rap Raider, thank you very much. I appreciate the shout-out, you guys. They are absolutely amazing. And if you stick with them for the remaining of their time over here on CJLO 1690 AM, please, please support them all the way. And as I will, they are phenomenal, guys. And we'll get our show going. So it is really snowy outside, but like, I don't think that that really matters. Inside in here, we're warm, we're cozy, and we've got some quite good tunes coming up over here on There's a Synth in the House. As I mentioned, if you're new to the show, this show is all about synth music and just about any song that has a synth qualifies for it, whether it be as a background, lead, or as a bass line, you've got it in here. And sometimes I'll sprinkle in some little thematic parts, as there will be in the second half of this episode today. Let's start things off with a bit of synthwave, since I have not done that in quite a while. And as a matter of fact, actually, this show is celebrating, quote-unquote celebrating, its 10th edition, 10th episode. So congrats everybody. Yeah, we did it. here's to much more. And let's get started. As mentioned, we'll get on with Paradox, a song by Downtown Binary, a phenomenal synthwave artist that I've been following since 2022. Simply lovely. His releases are just absolutely amazing for these kinds of 10 p.m.s. Like, this is exactly the kind of music I would listen to at this hour. So honestly, this show is at a perfectly timed spot. Either way, without talking too much anymore, let's get this started. Paradox by Downtown Binary. Thank you. was Paradox by Downtown Boundary. And let's continue this with Starfall by Died Lonely and Ambivert. Starfall by Died Lonely and Ambivert. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after the ads.
Tavern Tour is back. From February 12th to 14th, more than 100 artists from here and abroad will be taking over the bars on Avenue Montreal, Boulevard Saint-Laurent, and Rue Saint-Denis. See Proto Martyr, Cap Bambino, Christopher Owens, The Mystery Lights, Lydia Lunch and Mark Hurtado, Sean Nicholas Savage, Emma Becco, Fax, Camilla Sparks, and more. See the full program and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca, a SiriusXM presentation.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
That's right. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Matt Faye, on There's a Synth in the House. What we started with was a little segment of Synthwave. And let's continue that with a final song over here. We'll have Rain by FM Attack, and then I'll summarize a bit of my thoughts about this entire genre. And moving onwards, introduce the next segment, Rain by FM Attack. I love the rain as well, but this is not the season for rain. This is the season for snow. And please do enjoy it while it still lasts, because who knows, maybe next year will be the total opposite of what we had. We'll just get like plus 10 all winter. I'm coping. I'm a big fan of snow in general. I absolutely see nothing wrong with it. And frankly, I think that we take it really in Montreal as a given that we have four seasons, like, because there's some parts of the world that only have two, and I just cannot imagine only having that at our disposition. Here we actually get the chance to clear out the snow, celebrate a white Christmas. That's not been happening lately that much, but, you know, there's always this opportunity to enjoy this warmth. And as I think, and I stand by this opinion quite a bit, that going inside, indoors, after a cold day and warming yourself up with, I don't know, some hot chocolate, some coffee, some tea is so much better, as much as it is, as much as the other is better, but as good as well. But I mean, that is so much better than coming into a cool place, AC, and summer. I stand by that. I stand by that. Because you'll still be sweating in summer. Either way, that was off topic. Synthwave. I absolutely really love the genre just by the fact that, I mean, many people will say the same thing. It makes you dream. It makes you personally recall also just like this kind of childlike vision that I had of the world previously. And it's, there's something just so dreamlike in this, and this sound and in these drums and the synths. It's phenomenal. And whenever I'm just contemplating or just studying, it's a phenomenal addition to the playlist. So right, that's that. And please, we'll be playing more of that in the next shows. However, we'll continue this time with a new release by a band that I follow very dedicatedly since last year. Not that much, but absolutely phenomenal. It is the band Second Action. Maybe you have been listening to my past broadcasts and you have definitely heard that name before. Second Action, the J-rock Japanese band that has released a new single called Iranai, which translates to, I believe, I don't want it or I don't need it. I believe that is what the translation is all about. So let me give you a listen. How about you listen to this? Absolutely a total jammer. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM on There's a Synth in the House.
Yawning all up done.
second action with their newest song, Iranai, just released recently. I believe it was just yesterday. And you know, when I saw that, I jumped on that immediately because it was their first release in just over a year, actually. And boy, oh boy, it was the second song that I've seen, that I've witnessed them released in person, so quote unquote. But oh my goodness, I jumped on that immediately, even though it was released in a different time zone. All the better, all the better. If you like this, and if you like more rocky versions of this kind of stuff, definitely do check them out. Second Action, phenomenal band. You'll hear me praise them more in the upcoming episodes. Sorry, not sorry. But I'll keep it at a minimum for that. So let's start off, or rather, continue next with a classic in EDM by Deadmau5, The Veldt. And whilst I yap a bit about the origins of the term of synthwave, in fact, just a little tiny bit of a trivia over here. Synthwave basically is just a combination of two words, so as to say. There's obviously the synthesizer part, which is basically the main instrument that this whole genre is driven on. And it's a combination of also the new wave genre that comes from the 70s and 80s. And that itself comes from punk rock. So that's a little fun fact, if you were wondering. And then, obviously, then it splits up into different genres like new disco, house, electro, and such, which, little spoiler, actually, there's going to be big house dedicated segment just after this song. It stems its roots as well from scores like Jean-Michel Jarre. Anyways, Deadmau5. Happy life with the machines scattered around the room. Look what they made it for me. Happy technology. Outside the lions run, feeding on remain. We'll never leave, look at us now. So in love with the way we are. Here. continuing on with the little synth trivia that I had, or at least synth wave trivia that I have. Did you know that Grand Theft Auto Vice City in 2002, that game, was quite a big influencer on the popularity of the genre due to the soundtrack? And then there are other media, obviously, that involved synthwave, such as movie Drive. Your favorite Ryan Gosling in there. Otherwise, Stranger Things, obviously. And more recently, The Weeknd, who has now renamed himself. But basically, yep, that was really nice. And if you want to see more fun facts about basically synthwave, I really recommend just checking out this little article by The Medium called A Brief History of Synthwave. It's really nice. I think it's a nice investment of your time, just if you have some time. Of course, now it is midterm season if you're in uni, just like I am. And it is not very easy to find sometimes to dedicate just to some leisure reading or whatever else. Although we somehow managed to include some time for scrolling on a daily basis for over an hour. So, you know. Anyway, I lied a bit about the fact that I'm going to play some house next. It is going to be just after this song. I apologize. That is a terrible, terrible mistake. Oof. In case you didn't know, the song just before that was The Veldt by Deadmau5. And we'll continue on with one last song before the house segment, which is called Where All Paths Align, which is from the game Reverse 1999. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM on There's a Synth in a House. And I'm your host, Matt Vey. The ads.
Le Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. Presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of emerging and alternative music will light up the Capitol with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite act, including Gaube, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is PHOQUEOFF.com.
Listen to Madonna Talk on CJLO 1690 AM, Saturdays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Kamala Madantalk-Wright, an introduction to revolutionary reggae consciousness and the Caribbean indigenous community. Maroons, Caramanti, Kumina, Caribs, Taino, and Rastafarian culture, issues affecting the BIPOC community.
That's right, CJLO 1690 AM, we're back again. Let's start off with a little introduction to this next segment. So, we got a new album that released last Friday by Daphne, a house artist, and it's called Butterfly. So, I'll have quite a few tracks to play from that, and hopefully we'll have a nice little non-stop segment going on until the end of the hour. It is 10:41 p.m. Let's make it work. Let's start off, first of all, with the first track called Sad Piano House.
Thank you.
That's That Piano House by Dafty, also known as Caribou, as in other lines. Next up, Lucky, also by Dafty. The entire section is about Dafty, actually. Little heads up. Rock. Caterpillar.
This track is called 11, and the previous one was Invention, built by Daphne off of the album Butterfly, as were the previous songs, also from Daphne and also from the album Butterfly. As we're closing on to 11 p.m., I want to thank you for listening to you. There's a Sin in the House. It's tough being in February, but compared to last week's edition, we've gained 10 minutes of sunlight, or actually more. Sorry, sunset has been delayed by 10 more minutes, so that means we've gained 20 minutes overall, since sunrise logically would have also been 10 minutes earlier. And that's good. It's now at 5:17 p.m. as opposed to 4:15 as it was on December 21st. So, there's much to look forward to. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Sense out.